Listen to the great speakers and sparkle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Listen to the great speakers and sparkle. It always delights me to listen to great speakers, speakers who really are competent, confident, and filled with imagination. Because when I listen to those type of speakers, oh yes, they have well-organized talks. They have talks that have good illustrations in them. They have talks that have good inspiration in them. They have talks that are designed to uplift and to inspire and draw the best out of people. And the good speakers are, they have one other quality though. One other quality that makes them good in my imagination, in my thinking. And that quality is they have the ability to say to themselves before they give their talk, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows all the answers. And as the audience speaks to me, as I'm speaking to them, and I listen to their hearts, and they ask questions about things about what I'm speaking about, or and sometimes things I'm not even speaking about. But in their heart, they have great questions, and I hear these questions mentally, and I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer and how to respond to them, and I respond. My own experience has been whenever I've given seminars all over the world to people of all different nationalities who speak all different languages, and I have an interpreter interpreting what I'm saying, and I have to listen to, first I have to give the talk. And then as I give the talk in segments, I wait for the interpreter to interpret what I'm saying and say it to the people. But sometimes the interpreter misinterprets what I'm saying. And I have to understand this foreign language that I really have not studied, and I have to understand the feeling that he's putting across, or she's putting across, and know that they are saying what I want to say in the way that I want to say it, so I get my thought across, my message across. Sometimes I will have to rephrase a phrase four or five times, yes, even four or five times, before the interpreter gets the message of saying exactly what I want to say. A lot of times they'll say it in their own way, and they'll think it's cutesy, and they'll say something that they want to say, and it's something that they think that I want to say, or something they want to say. And they want to get the audience interested in them as the interpreter instead of in me as the speaker. And I recognize all these things, and I'm fully aware of them, and I have no unhappiness about them whatsoever. I merely realize if they are doing that, the audience is doing that too. And so as I have them repeat my concept again and again and again until finally they say it as close as possible to how I mean it, then I go on with the lecture. And I do not have notes. I have outline notes, headline notes for every quarter hour or something like that. But basically, I have no notes. And so I have to remember what I said, say it again and again and again, and then remember what I was going to say next and how I was going to say it, and to say it in a meaningful way in which the audience is delighted by it and uplifted by it and thrilled by it. And there's only one way you can do something like that, and that is to say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And I'm speaking through the divine in me. I'm speaking through the wisdom, the introspective wisdom within me. I'm speaking with that divine guidance within me, and that allows me to reinterpret and reinterpret and reinterpret until the interpreter gets it right. And sometimes I listen to the audience, and I will say something, and you can tell it falls flat. And I realize, that message didn't get through. Now, how can I rephrase that? How can I reiterate it? And with each iteration, make it more clear. And so I say it again and again and again. And sometimes people say, boy, you say these things the same way over and over again. And yes, it's true. Because I can tell when people are getting it and when they're not getting it. Ellen Jeremini has been with me 20, 30 years now, and we've been working together on this university and on the lectures and all these programs, and she's attended most of my seminars, and she hears them on tape, those she doesn't attend, and those she attends, she listens to on tape sometimes. But she says to me, you know, Herb, you have given that illustration over the years, and you have said it again, and I just now understand what you mean. I just now understand what that illustration means. It took me all this time to become conscious of what that illustration means. And wow, I'm glad that I waited. Now, we don't all have the wisdom and the brilliance that Ellen has, but the thing is, we all have the ability to wait. We all have the ability to listen within. We all have the ability to recognize that we are fantastic, that we are glorious, that we are good, that we are beautiful. We have that ability. Now, do we want to take that ability? Are you a good speaker? Of course you are. You express yourself very well in millions of ways to people around you every day. And you think, well, I don't want to speak before a large audience. Well, you're always speaking before a large audience. The only audience I speak to is one-on-one. I'm speaking to one attitude, one consciousness, one mind. I think of my audience as one. I think of my audience as one person out there who is listening to me on the topic that I am giving. They're listening to the ideas that I am expressing. And if I can get a sparkle out of them, or get a laugh out of them, or get a feeling of happiness out of them, then I know that unitedly I have drawn them together into one beautiful laugh, for one beautiful sparkle, or one beautiful uplifting quality. Being a speaker is quite a thing. It's quite a thing. But it's no more than we do every day of our life. When a mother is talking to her child, she intuitively knows what the child is thinking, doing, acting, and getting into. When a mother is talking to her husband, and she's talking about the children, and she's telling her husband about the children, she knows when he is tuned in and tuned out. She knows when he is taking a vital interest in the family. She knows that. And he knows that too. He knows when his wife is bringing, you, that's your job, you're supposed to be taking care of them. And he forgot that he's half of the party. And the two of them are a team working together raising the children, not just one. If we were to think that only the women raise the children, then we'd realize why the children are so one-sided, so feminine-directed, and the masculine qualities are so missing. And that's not true. The masculine and feminine qualities are very much there. But an intuitive speaker, an intuitive woman or man who is speaking to her spouse or her children, she recognizes when they're listening. He recognizes when he's getting his message through. Sometimes he says, well, I'm going to spank you if you don't behave. And that's another way of getting a message through. And okay, you know, because the kid realizes that he can get a spanking if he does not behave. And, of course, nowadays that's verboten in all courts of the land. But it's just one of those things. It's one of those things of, are we getting the message across? I don't know, sometimes I think that a spanking is much better than the mental abuse that we give to our children. Now, you can't have this if you don't do that. And you can't do that if you don't do this. And you, hey, there's no, you can't, there's no... This is the rule in our family. You either qualify and go by the rules or get out, or you get a spanking if you violate the rules. That's just what it is. There's no discussion. There's no argument. These are the rules. And too long we have diplomats and we discuss things in between nations and so forth, and as we do that, we're just sort of prolonging becoming aware of the facts of the truth. And when a diplomat speaks to another nation, he does it in such ambassadorial manner that the person listening recognizes that it's serious, but there's probably a way to talk their way around it. Children are excellent at that. And wives and husbands are excellent at that with each other. And school teachers are excellent with that. And everybody's excellent with that. Now, You're a good speaker. Everyone's a good speaker. Everyone has something to say. And if we would all say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, we will be exquisite speakers, and everyone will enjoy talking to us and will enjoy having us in their world. Kind of fun, isn't it? Try it on for size and believe in yourself and watch the magic take place. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.